and Jake here on Soul FM.
Back with your boys, Luch and Jake, here on the Pulse, where the beat never stops. Now, it is time for your useless fact of the day. Now,
we actually left it quite late.
Yeah,
usually
I know.
It's our first segment.
Usually we start it off with a bang.
But, you know, you can always change it up a bit.
That's what we got to do. We can't always just, you know, keep the flowing on the float.
So I bet you guys weren't expecting that.
We were just like a little RKO out of nowhere.
Just all force into that. So anyway.
But anyway, we're gonna do a repeat one.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually said this on Soul FM. So I don't know if you guys have followed us on Soul FM for the last 6 weeks ago. But we're gonna stick to this one. Now this guy, he'll be pretty bad at the porphyry.
Oh, I remember this one.
Remember this one?
Yes. It's actually ironic we say this because just the other day it was 10 years since Steve Irwin passed away.
Yes.
So this is actually, I'm dedicating this useless fact to Steve Irwin. Tribute, right?
Tribute,
now.
Huge tribute.
Big
so,
tribute. Living legend.
It says here that a crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, when you're in a porphyry, you gotta do a bit like, and a little doi doi to it sometimes, you know. And obviously, this crocodile cannot do so. He may have a big mouth and a big tongue.
But he can't stick it
but
out.
But he can't stick it out.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it's useful because, you know, crazy crocs eat a lot.
Mm.
They eat a lot of, you know, living things like zebras, gazelles. Mm. They just, you know, rah. But you know, they don't have to worry about their tongue getting in the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, too true. Too
and,
true.
And sadly for them, they'll never be able to do a tongue twister.
No.
Mm. So,
no, they can't. They cannot do that.
Our heart goes out to them crazy crocs. Now we know why they're so mad. Because all they want to do is join Kapa Haka.
Mm. They just want to jump in the porphyry.
All they want to do is just give it a...
No. Okay, I'm not going to say anything on radio.
All right. So that was your useless fact of the day. Coming up next, we've got Bang My Head. But right now, here's Perfect Strangers featuring JP Cooper here on The Pulse, where the beat never stops.
I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ancient Jake 306 here on Soul FM.
Here on The Pulse, where the beat never stops. Coming up, we've got useless fact of the day and also Ashan. Some breaking news that just happened out in Auckland Hospital today. So we're going to spit those Shans after this song. Right now, this is Kings here on The Pulse, where the beat never stops.
You got to be very cheeky for the mosquitoes.
Very cheeky. You're here back on The Pulse, where the beat never stops, with your host with the most, Jake and Luch. We are here from 3 to 6, and we're going to entertain you guys, because right now we have our useless fact of the day. You're going to lay it on us. This one actually is quite weird.
It brings the summer vibes. You know?
It does bring the summer vibes.
Because it is that season. It is the mosquito season.
Bit of Zika.
Bit of Zika, mate. Anyway, so elephants use the skin folds on their backs to crush mosquitoes.
I mean, I can believe that because, like, you know, have you ever seen this elephant's skin is quite thick?
I've never seen an elephant before.
Have you never seen an elephant?
Not in person, like on the TV and stuff.
Really? Not even in a zoo?
Not in a zoo.
You know, once I went to a zoo
in
Auckland when I was little. I wasn't protesting for Harambe. I went with my dad, and they were walking the elephants.
Were there any
the zoo.
Snakes there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think they've transported them a couple here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
I think they've transported one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So I've seen an elephant live. So as I was in the zoo, they were walking the elephants through the zoo, like walking them through, where people, you know, just eating.
Yep.
Just, you know, they could have gone on a rampage, sure, but
easy.
But yeah, I mean, so they crush mosquitoes with their back rolls. I can believe that because their skin is quite hard.
Yeah.
How do you crush mosquitoes?
Like if I see one on there, like there's, bah!
And oh, then I don't. I hate
leave
mosquitoes.
A huge one, huge. Or Here's another thing about mosquitoes, just a quickie.
Yeah.
You know, if you hold it one second.
Double whammy, useless fact number two.
It's not really. It's just, you can just do this for yourself. So when it comes, when you see a mosquito and it lands on you, let it suck.
Why?
And then you squeeze where it's sucking your blood, and then it'll just blow up.
Mosquito.
The mosquito will blow up.
So it's because, like, overdoses.
Because when a mosquito comes in and goes, bah! It can't pull out.
Oh, its pull-out game is very weak.
It's very weak.
Oh, that's probably why we have so many mosquitoes. They just make too many.
Exactly.
So it is... what time is it? Oh, it's 3:30 now, so I don't actually know what songs are going to play.
Just chuck it up, G.
We're just going to chuck up some more bangers for you. You're here on The Pulse where the beat never stops. Luch and Jake. 911, yeah! Luch and Jake here on Soul FM. Ain't no mercy. You're here on The Pulse where the beat never stops, Luch and Jake, for your Wednesday drive. So right now, breaking news, just out in Auckland Hospital, an ambulance has crashed and harmed three people.
How does that even happen?
The ambulance was, zooming past, and they just, they crashed into a pole next to the bus stop. Three people were waiting, three people now in hospital.
You could also say it was the bus's fault, because the bus could be late.
Maybe the bus was late, and maybe the ambulance driver was just trying to help them.
Yeah. And but obviously he cooked the curb.
He stacked it, mate. Laid a bolt to that. So three people are now in hospital. So ironically, I'm guessing that same ambulance took them.
Yep.
To hospital.
Probably. Well, even though they were just outside Auckland Hospital.
They were directly outside Auckland Hospital at the bus stop. It's literally maybe 10 meter gap from the road across them. So three people injured.
True.
And an ambulance driver is probably fired or
sacked. About the passenger driver? There's always a passenger driver in an ambulance. You can't just have one man on the job.
I don't even know how.
Obviously, I reckon they both should be sacked. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the passenger driver should be like, walk down!
Exactly. That's like when I drive with people in the car. I usually consider my girlfriend my co-pilot. Dad considers my mum her co-pilot.
Yeah.
You gotta, it's a two-man game.
It's like when I ran over that cat.
Yeah.
Trent was my co-pilot.
And he didn't warn you about the cat.
He just thought it was a daydream. So I accidentally ran over that cat.
Recap on last week's show, Jake killed a cat.
You can't say it like that. You gotta say he accidentally ran over a cat.
He manslaughtered a cat.
Oh, boom.
He manslaughtered a cat. Anyway, so three people are now injured, two bus drivers are sacked, and two radio hosts bloody laughing about it, which is not good. Coming up next, we got more yarns, and also we got some more bangers here, but I can't see it right now because we're at the top of the hour. It is 4:00 here. You're on The Pulse where the beat never stops.
They send their cars over, and now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. But we don't know, because we have no protection.
These boys have shut down the system. Now, catch Aotearoa's most wanted, Luch and Jake, from 3 to 6, here on Soul FM.
You're here on The Pulse where the beat never stops. You're back here with Luch. Jake has just left the building. But anyway, that was Toothbrush with DNC. Old Joe Jonas left one shitty group, went to another. I was walking down the street today, and something, that I noticed, I used to hate this a lot when I was a kid. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is right now, but something that usually bugged me as a youngster, I seen it today again, and it might be making its vengeance. And I know that I have someone in the studio here that actually partakes in this activity, or the sport, as you say. So coming up after the break, I'm going to be interviewing someone who has a bad problem, and we need to sort it out because it's not healthy for him. It's not healthy for anyone here, because no one wants to see this. So anyway, that's coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to play some more great bangers after the commercial break here on The Pulse where the beat never stops.
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, Well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Here on The Pulse with the Beat Never Stops, you're here with Looch on your Wednesday drive. And now, so just before the break, I said something that I didn't like is coming back.
Is that me?
No. I mean, I've got Tyler in the room because he partakes in this activity. And it's quite funny because I see him every morning and every day as well. So, Tyler, you have a bad habit of riding scooters, eh?
I wouldn't say it's a bad habit.
Mate, it's a bad habit. I never liked scooters. First of all, they always got in my way at the skate park when I was quite small. But you enjoy scooters, don't you?
Well, it's not that I enjoy them, it's that they're a faster way of transport than walking.
Yeah. But I mean, today Tyler actually had the nerve of bringing both a ripstick and a scooter into the studio.
No, the ripstick was Luke's.
Oh, okay. So the ripstick was his mate's. You guys probably hear him, Tyler and Luke on Soul, and they used to be on The Pulse as well. But yeah, so you know, what brought you into doing such a vile, potent thing like scooter riding?
Well, Luke
when
said...
When did this bad habit start?
It was not too long ago when Luke said, hey, I don't use my scooter anymore, I can give it to you. And I'm like, sweet. So blame Luke, he gave me his old scooter.
Okay, so you only recently started scooter riding.
Yeah. Here's the thing, I don't always, like today I Ubered in.
Yeah, but you still brought your scooter.
Yeah. Because I'm going to scoot home.
Yeah, because he lives quite far. And you actually used to walk all the way from Mount Albert to school, right?
Yeah.
Mount Albert to Queen Street is a pretty big distance on foot. But I mean,
but
scooter riding?
It's handy when you play Pokemon Go because you can actually go a good distance.
Okay, so that was a bit of a chit-chat with Tyler and his bad addiction. We have to pray for him. He's going to rehab for scooter riding soon. Coming up next, we got some more great bangers, but right now, here's the commercial made by yours truly.
The power of Christ compels you!
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you!
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you!
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you!
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.